Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to this episode of Infotainment. First up, we have some Irish history, a lesson from Dennis Leary as I sit here on my patio furniture.
Moments in Irish history that I'd like to share with you right now. 1475, the invention of what we like to call shepherd's pie. Now, if you haven't had shepherd's pie, you should. It tastes good. And the reason it tastes good is because they cook it with Guinness stout. You don't really want to know what's in there. And the Guinness stout makes it kind of taste creamy and kind of gravy-y. Because really what's in there is, it's like, it's balls. Listen, when you kill the animal, you know, when you kill a sheep, you get a sweater and then you get some meat. And you know, then when you've eaten all the meat, there's some stuff left over. And you know, in Ireland, we didn't have a lot of money for a long time, so you had to eat all the other stuff. So you gotta eat the balls. You can't say, hey, we're having balls tonight, kids. Come in here. You can't say that. You gotta say pie. Everybody loves pie. Pie sounds good. So you put the balls in the pie, you pour some Guinness in there, and you got a pie. Now, you don't wanna call it ball pie. Who wants ball pie? Anybody want ball pie? Testicle pie? No, you can't do it. So shepherds. Kill the sheep, you get a sweater, you're warm, you eat the sheep, and you get the balls left over, you put the balls in the pie, you have a little shepherd's pie.
Hi, my name is Randy. And I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to this episode of Infotainment. Let's get started. In this age of feminism and the woke culture and a dating scene which involves swiping right or left, hooking up or not, and ghosting. What is a guy to do? I ran across this article. If women didn't have enough advice for men already, I ran across this article on InsideHook.com. Obviously was written by a woman. Boys, you need to burn your navy blue bed sheets. How navy blue sheets become a clear signifier of a certain type of behavior. Now, I have those, but I also have a gray set. There's an unspoken rule between people who hook up with men. If he has navy blue colored sheets, run. Yes, unbeknownst to most of the male population, the color of your bed sheets can tell a lot about your character, level of maturity, and whether a relationship with you will ever work. You know, if you're going to complain about the color of my bed sheets, a relationship would not happen at all. See, because guys, you are in charge of whether a relationship will happen. On TikTok, navy sheets have been a popular dating hookup faux pas to riff on for almost a year now. The hashtag navy sheets has over 700,000 views, with the top video from popular TikTok. Oh, TikTok, yeah. There's the encyclopedia of knowledge where you should go to get all your advice. Creator Audrey Peters, who back in February duetted a video from some Brad-type looking bro and not so subtly roasted their entire existence. Tell me you have navy sheets without telling me you have navy sheets, said Peters in the TikTok, that you would probably haven't washed them in over a year. Oh. And your favorite movie is The Wolf of Wall Street. And that your bed is in the corner of your room with one pillow. You suppose Leonardo DiCaprio has navy blue sheets, the infamous hook up and ghost dump them type behavior, from what I've heard. Other TikToks, like one from the user Tristiana, put it more plainly, if he has navy blue sheets, he belongs to the streets. Well, there are red flags on women that lead to the same thing there, the streets. And amidst the jokes and memes from mainly women on this subject, you can find inspiring, heartfelt TikToks of men finally laying their navy sheets to rest in the garbage. Sure, just throw your sheets in the garbage. All this navy sheet hate might seem a little harsh. Really, how can a color of a sheet cause such anger? Be such a red flag? It's not really about the color navy blue itself, which is actually a flattering go-to shade we often enjoy wearing. It's more about how omnipresent the color sheet choice is among a certain type of man. Whether it's a jersey cotton set from Target on an extra long twin bed in a college dorm, or a crisp 270 thread count from Brooklinen on a queen bed in Murray Hill, boys just love a goddamn navy sheet. 29-year-old comedian Mary Beth Barone tells Inside Hook. Barone is the co-creator of Drag His Ass, an Instagram meme account and live show turned Comedy Central show titled Drag His Ass, a F-boy treatment program where Barone uses her past dating experiences to help heal men engaging in F-boy behavior. The Cut has called her a F-boy scholar, and Barone recently spoke about her own run-ins with men and their navy sheets on The Tonight Show. Well, it's sort of a satirical thing, but there's people that take this to heart, you know. In the end, I'll give you sort of my experience on why I won't even approach a woman anymore. It's like, in this age of feminism, how do you even show any interest without coming off as, being a creep or doing something that's called harassment? Oh, gee, you might think I'm attractive enough to ask out? That's harassment? Oh, boy. This is purely qualitative, but I have found that there is a common thread among men who have navy sheets, much like joggers, oversized watches, and vaping. Navy sheets can often be seen as an indicator of a F-boy tendency, she explains to me. In a way, navy sheets are akin to the Patagonia fleece vest and its widespread association with finance bros who live in Murray Hill, Wrigleyville, and the Marina. It's an obvious stereotype we all know too well. That's where I also heard that Martha's Vineyard has a lot of preppiness to it as far as people who live there. This reminds me of the day and age where the guys had the upturned collar and, let's not go there. When not texting his dates back, this man is likely sleeping on a set of navy sheets. This particular shade of blue may also be a telltale sign to your potential love interest that you haven't yet graduated into adult manhood. If you were to walk into any male college dorm right now, You'll likely find a set of navy sheets on a twin-sized bed. It's a truth universally acknowledged that a single 18-year-old boy going off to college is in want of dark sheets that are going hide stains. I think navy sheets are popular among men because, and I'm generalizing here, maybe men don't feel the need to wash their sheets as much. Navy helps in an effort to strip the bed and wash the sheets as little as possible, since navy is a dark color and it doesn't pick up stains and spots. People, you know, if you took a black light and used it around a hotel room or a B&B, Airbnb, whatever, you'd probably go running into the streets.
Who else but Quagmire?
Which have a lot of potential to pop up on your dark sheets. And even if you're an adult male who washes his sheets the recommended amount, the fact that navy sheets have a reputation for being the best color sheet for covering up stains isn't the best look. Someone will always be thinking, when was the last time you washed these? Oh, man. Well, it might be. I'm going to paint my room pink, have rose petals all over, the greatest bed, 500 throw pillows and all this, a nice headboard. That's one thing they say, that, if you're over a certain age, you need a headboard. Back in years ago, there were headboards that were actually useful, which had spaces for, like, books and glasses and stuff like that. And they weren't just something that can't hold anything. Well, it might be difficult to change its tainted reputation, there is still hope in reclaiming the F-boy narrative around you and your well-worn bed sheets. But ultimately, it doesn't matter what kind of colored sheets are on your bed. If you're acting like a douchebag, your dates will remember that. I never did, but they were still disastrous. But so it goes. If guys want to change this narrative, I'd encourage people who have navy sheets to stop being F-boys, says Barone. When I was in my peak of being single, I really had to take some time to reflect because I realized I had purchased navy sheets. I think I was exposed to so many navy sheets at that time that it became normalized for me. So, if I were to ask this woman her number of hookups, yeah, multiply it times 3. Ask the guy, divide it by 3. Those sheets have been retired. So, take this opportunity to do some self-reflection and maybe even bedroom redecorating. And besides upgrading your sheets, rid your personal space of some other bathroom faux pas, like empty Gatorade bottles. I don't have any empty bottles hanging around. Costco-sized boxes of condoms. Right now, I don't have any reason to own any. You've got sitting out for some reason sports jerseys that are framed and hung as art. Yeah, that save that for your man cave when you're married or something like that. Hung as art. The one flat pillow. There you go. You need about 50 throw pillows. You have also in a navy pillowcase and the American flag that's hanging above your bed. Like a navy flag would be hanging above my bed. Maybe it would be the most iconic poster in female history. It would be Farrah Fawcett's iconic red bikini pose. The constantly barking dog in this apartment complex is barking away. Take it from a woman how to buy lingerie she'll actually wear. Remember, it's for her, not you. You know, what was it I heard, the saying that, you know, you bought good lingerie on how fast it actually comes off. Gifting lingerie is easy. Gifting lingerie the lady in your life will actually wear with enjoyment is trickier. If you've ever seen the movie Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman, he embarrassingly goes in to buy lingerie and stumbles over himself with the help there. It's a pretty funny scene. Sorry, you can't merely buy the first lacy, strappy garment that makes you horny. That's why I, a woman, spoke to a few other women and compiled a lingerie buying guide for you. The man who wants to give a piece of lingerie to his partner, but is worried about screwing it up, ruining his relationship, and wasting his money. Ka-ching! All of which can happen if you don't heed these essential tips. Naturally, I picked the brain of Inside Hook sex and relationship editor, Kayla Kibbe. Oh, Kayla, I bet her mom was a fan of Days of Our Lives. Go watch some old clips so you might realize what I'm talking about there. For her expert take on lingerie buying, her advice, let her pick her own lingerie out or turn it into a fun shopping experience. You two can do it together. Lingerie is such a personal thing. And there, well, it's a gift. Do you want her to know about it right away? I suppose you save yourself the time. I would never wear that in a million years. There are so many different kinds and styles that are so different that I feel like it would be really easy to F up and get her something that she hates or doesn't fit. Yeah, make sure you know what size to go in before you go in by yourself, guys. But what if I want to surprise her? Well, that's entirely fine. Personally, I love a surprise. Just see below. Remember, it's for her, not you. Gee, well, I would think it'd be for both of you, actually. Well, lingerie is a gift you both can unquestionably enjoy. This is not an opportunity for you to play dress up. No, I wouldn't plan on dressing up in what I bought for her. Don't buy her something that's meant to fulfill all of your fantasies. Well, why the hell not? While we love unwrapping a romantic piece of lingerie, the woman you picked out specifically for us and our bodies, we don't appreciate someone else's fantasy being thrust upon us under the guise of a, oh, I hate pop-ups, selfless gesture and a thoughtful gift. Yeah, why not get her the French maid outfit or the schoolgirl outfit skirt with the thigh-high socks? You should, why not go to a Halloween place, outfits for Halloween? Yeah, just buy her something really trashy, you guys. Something that she'd wear in the streets, yeah. Hopefully, there's not too much discrepancy between what she wants to wear and what you want to see her in. But make sure you're prioritizing her taste over your own, says Kibbe. Oh, boy. Know her size. Yeah, well, I'd agree with that. Speaking from personal experience, nothing brings me to the brink of a total mental breakdown faster than trying on an article of clothing I imagine would look bomb in my head, only to find it doesn't quite fit right. Well, fashion's erratic sizing problem makes finding the perfect fit immensely difficult. Undergarment sizing, for the most part, is pretty consistent across brands, so to avoid any distress, don't guess. Know her measurements. Yeah, bring over a woman, a tailor, before you buy her this gift so you know her exact. And take notes. Wait till she's in the shower and take a non-creepy peek inside her underwear drawer to get her sizes. While your lady might be all for trying new things to ensure she'll actually wear what you buy her, the safest bet is to get something similar in style and color to the apparel she already owns. Gee, a pair of leggings, thigh-high boots, and a man-beater pink t-shirt would go well for me. I'm simple to please.
Hoo-ah!
Think about clothes she has and the colors she wears, and get something in that color scheme. Offers Caroline, a digital media analyst. For example, I wear a lot of cool tones. I don't like myself in red, so I don't really want bright red lingerie, which is counterintuitive to Valentine's Day. Sorry. Just pay attention to what she wears regularly and don't overthink it. Chances are her taste in lingerie isn't really all that different from her taste in other clothes, echoes Kibby. One time this guy gave me this hot pink negligee, and I was like, you have literally only ever seen me in black, white, and red. Those are the three main colors of lingerie I wear, and yet you show up with the pink nightmare. Yeah, that was his fantasy. Would not be opposed to that, actually. Don't be afraid to ask for help. If you go to a store in person, definitely take advantage of a salesperson, says Emily, a digital account manager. Salespeople are there for a reason and will gladly help you pick something that suits your partner's style, or if it's not an uncomfortable topic of conversation, confer to another woman in your life. Yeah. What guy has another woman they can confide in with that, and that she would actually keep that secret? Go for the entire set. Most lingerie sets have to be bought separately and typically consist of four matching items: a bra, underwear, garter belt, and robe. If you really want to impress, splurge on the entire collection, especially that silk robe. I wouldn't be opposed to that. To someone who is loyal to me. Oh, and stay away from anything overtly kinky unless you know 100% it's something she's into.
Classic move. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stay away from the gimp hood and the handcuffs for this one. Stay away from fetish wear or costumes. Now, a Catwoman costume? No. This should be avoided unless you know for a fact that's something she's interested in. While we delight in sexy things, taking hours to figure out how to put on a leather harness or some strappy monstrosity is most likely going to frustrate the hell out of us and kill the vibe. So when in doubt, keep it simple. And if you know your gal picking out something you won't utterly despise, should be too. Oh, talking about kinky wear on one of these video shows that these people comment on afterwards. Some guys were stopping to watch this woman dressed in leather, and she was leading four other guys on leashes in leather. But all the guys could see was the woman had three breasts and three tits. And that's what the host said. All these guys can do is commenting on her tits. And they're not even seeing that she's leading four guys on leashes. Oh, let's see what we got here. The 15 best places of lingerie to gift this Valentine's Day. Well, we're past that, but consider it for next Valentine's Day. Take it from a woman, for his arousal oil is the best gift you can give this Valentine's Day. I never heard of for his arousal oil. Well, let's go to this one here and see what. Women do not want to buy their own lingerie. Well, that's now why we have the internet. You can go on basically anonymously to wearing a scarf and big sunglasses and slipping into Victoria's Secret. I'm telling you this as a woman who does not want to buy her own lingerie, and it's not because I don't want to spend $60 to $100 on a bra. Well, I definitely don't want to do that. Yeah, probably because you want the man to do it. There's a little bit more to it. It's hard not to be utterly romanced after you've unwrapped a gift and sifted through crunchy tissue paper to find a delicate lacy thing your beloved has handpicked specifically for you and your body. Call it traditional, call it old-fashioned, dare to call it basic, but gifting lingerie will never not be romantic, intimate, and sexy. And while we believe in gifting luxurious lingerie all year round, Valentine's Day is the one holiday dedicated to romance, intimacy, and sex. If you don't count Thanksgiving, of course. I think I'm eating a lot and falling asleep on the couch during a football game. So below is a range of lingerie from traditional sexy pieces to laid-back comfortable styles that you'll love to receive on Valentine's Day. You know, it says this one, but let's save it for in the distant future. This lacy set from Rihanna's lauded lingerie brand. Oh, I did not know she was into that. It's a bestseller and a personal face of bad girl herself. The unlined balconette style bra and matching mid-rise peekaboo bottom features Savage X Fenty's custom design stretch iridescent lace, so she doesn't have to sacrifice comfort for seductive style. Man, I might be in over my head on this article. Fleur Dumal Violet Cupped Slip Dress. It is Valentine's Day after all, and nothing screams V-Day more than a slinky, blazing red slip dress. Oh, not for that one woman. She did like red. She didn't like pink. This one from luxury intimate brand Fleur Dumal is littered with romantic details. Gorgeous scalloped lace with metallic foil embroidery. Supportive underwear cups that provide extra lift. And, of course, flattering silk charmeuse. And that accentuates her natural shape. Well, I think we'll save the rest for your imagination. I'm looking at some pictures here. I say that's the best for her. Don't buy it with you in mind, guys. Okay, well, I think that's about as far as I'll say this, as far as I'm going to take that podcast track. But I didn't know one other podcast says this is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I would like to say, for those of you who struggle with mental difficulties, whatever form, I have bipolar 1 and some mania at times. Luckily, I've been able to control it, but through a lot of difficulty and a $5,000 test, but we finally got a diagnosis, which I wish would have been known when I was like 7, 8 years old. But I was looking here, the podcast that mentioned this is Friends Talking Nerdy Podcast. And I don't know if Robin Williams actually said, you know, there's so many memes. The 500 memes of Morgan Freeman, which matches how many movies he's been in, I think. But how many of those things did he actually say? But I could see Robin Williams saying this, but who knows? There's a picture of Robin Williams with a light bulb over his head that's on. And he says, I think the saddest people always try their hardest to make people happy because they know what it's like to feel absolutely worthless. And they don't want anyone else to feel like that. You know, when I do this, I can agree with this at times. So I just thought I'd mention that as a little side note. But I'm going to take the podcast a little. I just did take it on a little different track. But I'm going to move on to something else here. Okay, let me set the stage for you. I'm going to play this audio clip of this TikToker. This woman is giving dating advice to other women. She appears to be in her later 20s and is caking on about 5 pounds of makeup while she's giving out this advice. Ladies, tell me if you buy any of this or say it is exactly what you would do or is great advice or really totally shitty advice.
All right, besties, it's time for part 2 of things that you never tell a man during the talking stage. And don't worry, a list of all the products that I'm using is going to be in the description for you guys. So the conversation about exes comes up, right? Totally normal. I don't care how bad any of your exes have treated you. As far as this new man knows, you've only ever been treated like a princess, okay? And let me tell you why. By telling him all the ways that your ex did you dirty, you are literally giving him a list of things that you are hypothetically willing to tolerate. This new man knows nothing about you. So everything that you're telling him in the talking stage is painting a picture of the kind of girl that you are. If you sit there and list off every shitty thing that your ex did to you and that you stuck around, you are indirectly sending 2 messages. Number 1, the bar is literally on the floor. And number 2, that you don't have enough respect for yourself to walk away when a dude is treating you like shit. And I am absolutely not saying that any of those things are actually true. We all have our fair share of shitty exes, okay? That we may or may not have learned our lessons from. There is nothing wrong with that, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm just telling you what a man is gonna hear if you say those things. At the end of the day, whether or not you want to admit it, men and women speak completely different languages. So if you want to be perceived as a woman with standards and self-respect, you're gonna have to say it in a man's language. So until the talking stage is over, he does not need to hear all the nitty-gritty details of how horrible your ex was to you. Do me a favor and save that story time for when you guys are already dating.
Be vague and keep it moving.
Classic move. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not saying all women do this. I'm not saying all men do this. But I know there are guys that do this and women that do this. But I would like to think that most women listening to this program think this is terrible advice, telling women to lie to a man about their past, because that's very important for a man to know, since her past is a clue to her future. But for those of you in the dating pool, have we just all become a group of liars? How about having enough self-respect for yourself to tell the truth about your past? Well, I think I'm going to call this a podcast and warp drive it to the interwebs. And you can check out my PayPal tip jar at infotainmentpodcast.com.
Evacuation order acknowledged.
Keep it real, homies.